attention. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You know, there was a Rolling Stone album years ago called Sticky Fingers. You know, and I'm not sure what that had to do with. You can think about it. But I know this time of the year, for our next guest, who runs in and out of the woods looking for this and that and everything else and gets lost from time to time, Sticky Fingers means it's maple syrup time. You see how I got there? You see how clever that was? Ron Rademacher, folks, travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who loves sticky fingers. Ron Rademacher, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Sticky Steve. How are you,
man? I'm doing well. There you go. It's maple season, maple syrup season. Easy for me to say.
Yeah. It is getting to be maple syrup season. In fact, there's great anticipation out there that I'm going to appear at one of these events wearing shorts because it's spring is here. So, I mean, it's generally agreed out there that I have sensational legs. So this is always an event that goes right along with this.
Well, right. You have sensational. Everybody talks about it, Ron. Have you seen his legs?
It's out there. Yeah.
Yikes. I'm not sure I want to partake in that visual. Yeah. I'm not sure I'm convinced of that, Ron. But thanks.
I'm trying to help you take your mind off your printer problem.
Well, I appreciate that because my blood pressure, as you know, is way out of whack.
Yeah, so maple syrup, you know, they're going to start tapping them over at the Grass River Natural Area this weekend. And for those who've never done it, this is a class. You can go out there. It's on Saturday. And they'll take you out in the woods to help you identify which maples are sugar maples, how to tap them the old way and the new way. Great time. You know, and we used to love this time of year because we'd go out there and get after that sap, man.
Right. I mean, when the temperature jumps like this, man, it just rolls, doesn't it?
It should be, yeah.
Should be great.
Yeah, you'll start seeing, you'll see the buckets out there. And, of course, the modern way now, you'll see what looks like those blue ropes wrapped around all these trees. That's actually a tap hose. So, it won't be long.
You know, I've never actually done it. Have you ever done it? Have you ever gone out there and collected and then, like, boiled it down and done the whole bit?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we used to do it on our farm, and our neighbors that's out there in DeWitt, Felsky Farms, they still do it the old way. They have the huge huge sugar shack out back. So, yeah, they have people out to their farm. So, in fact, we'll be announcing a couple of those this month on where you can go to see it done. But, yeah, we used to do it every year.
All right. So, and I love that idea. So where do you want to start this week? We got all sorts of things going on in the Upper Peninsula, to the north, to the south. Where do you want to begin?
Well, we've done Bel Air. We may as well talk about, since we're on spring, let's just talk about butterflies. I don't know how people are going to be able to get to the butterflies over at Meyer Gardens in Grand Rapids, what with sugar and spice being there, and a kiss was just there, and now it's going to be there.
Yeah.
So it's going to be tough to get into. But this is the month where if you can get to Meyer Gardens, they have the largest display of live tropical butterflies in the nation. And these things are flying all over the conservatory. So for the people who are into that, it's a completely different, and it really gets you into the mood for spring.
Butterflies. Flutterbys.
Butterflies.
Flutterbys. I love it. I love that whole thing. I love Meyer Gardens, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's just sensational. Then we drive. Then we go all the way back up. I have to talk about this. This is one I have not done, and that is Skijoring, which they're going to be doing at Taquamenon Falls, and this is ski driving. I'll just tell you what you do.
I'm sorry. Sorry. What? Bless you. What'd you say?
Skijoring.
Bless you. What'd you say?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you put on cross-country skis.
All right.
Then you put a waist belt on, and then you harness yourself to a dog with a bungee leash.
Naturally.
And say, go.
Yeah.
And this dog takes off and drags you across the field.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done this because the dogs are loving it, but if you can't control your dog, you know, there are trees ahead.
Well, I understand that. You know, it sounds like something somebody came up with when they were completely sober.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they used to do it during, you know, they would celebrate that the midnight sun was coming up. So,
Ollie, watch. Hey, Ollie, check it out. Check it out, Ollie. Watch this. I'm going to strap on to old Husky here.
Surely
we're going to step onto the old dog here. I bet I can beat you, Ollie. I bet I'm faster than you are. Oh, yeah. Eh? Good Lord.
We're going to be in trouble with all this.
You're telling me we're going to get thrown off of here, I'm telling you. Anyhow, what else you got?
No question.
Yeah, no question. What else you got? How about beekeeping?
Yeah, beekeeping is great. Fire Marker Freddie sent me a text and said to remind me to tell everybody about this because they're doing this in Marquette. So if you don't want to be outside, we'll have some of these other ones coming up later in the year. But this is one where there's a conference all about keeping honeybees in northern climates. You know, honeybees are essential to the entire ecosystem.
Well, that's fascinating.
They pollinate everything.
That's fascinating, considering they're not a native species, but go on.
But, yeah, well, I mean, they pollinate all the trees. There's industries that, you know, they take them out to California to pollinate the almond trees. It's a very important business. So they've got workshops that general public can go to. And if you want to practice beekeeping in your backyard, they'll teach you how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
You can go out there and get your own you can get your own honey and serve it up at breakfast, man.
Yeah, you know, bees are an invasive species. You just keep that in mind. You know, it's in the beauty is in the eye of the beholder, Ron. Every time. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Rainbow trout.
I've been invaded by a bee from time to time.
I understand. You had a bee in your bonnet and in your britches once in a while. Yeah. I get that.
Or your britches. Yeah.
A rainbow trout, an invasive species, but nobody's kicking them out. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, like I told you. By the way, the number one fastest growing outdoor activity is, do you know?
I'm going to say bicycling.
It's bird watching. So let's go to Ashley. That's true, by the way. The number one fastest growing outdoor activity is bird watching. Tell me about Ashley real quick.
And I will tell you, when you get with birders, they are fanatical. I mean, they will travel great distances. So Ashley, at the Maple River State game area this weekend, they're going to take you out and start showing you how to do it. They got diving ducks out there. They got trumpeter swans, thunder swans, ospreys, bald eagles, sandhill cranes.
All of it.
And, you know, and this is an this is a great family thing to do. Wherever you go in Michigan, I can tell you, there are birding trails there somewhere. We have great migrations that are getting ready to happen. The hawks are coming. You know, it's a great outdoor activity for everybody, and they're doing this. And they'll take you to, they're talking about taking people into some places in this state game area that are not ordinarily open to the public.
So you get some cool places. All right, here's the deal, Ron. This doesn't normally happen. But I'm up against a hard break. I'm going to take you into overtime. So you're going to wait through the break because I want to make sure I get this this Rochester mention in because it's an important thing that's going on. So sit tight right there. We're going to take Ron Rademacher into overtime here on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't miss it. You're pretty special, Ron. I'll sit there and keep still. 25 after, it's the Steve Gruber Show with Ron Rademacher.